our shared determination to inject a renewed momentum into a cooperation between Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana. In this regard, I'm glad to note that we have the same vision. We share the same need to really accelerate actions to intensify and strengthen the new type of partnership that we strive to establish for our people and our two countries. Mr. President, in just a few months, we have taken concrete and far-reaching actions to enhance the quality of the bilateral cooperation between Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana for the benefit of our hard-working populations. Among these actions, I would like to mention a few. Firstly, the signing on 13th of April 2017 of the Abidjan Agreements between the Coffee Cocoa Council of Cote d'Ivoire and the Ghana Cocoa Board, establishing a common mechanism for the marketing of cocoa with the ultimate objective of ensuring a sustainable cocoa economy and protecting the farmers of our two countries. You elaborated rightly on the problem of the cocoa industry and what the little share that our farmers get from this crop, of which we produce nearly two-thirds of the world consumption. Secondly, the decision to establish a joint technical committee to prevent and curb the adverse effects of illegal gold mining activities in the watersheds of the Bia and Tano rivers. Thirdly, the formulation of a strategic partnership agreement, which we will sign tomorrow, and which will reflect our commitment to harmonize our policies and actions in a number of strategic areas. The strategic partnership agreement, as we stated during a recent visit in Cote d'Ivoire, will serve as a dynamic framework for an enhanced, mutually beneficial cooperation between Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana in various areas, such as defense and security, cocoa, cashew and other strategic crops, maritime cooperation, mining, energy and environment, transport and economic and trade policy. Mr. President, my dear brother, the very productive and constructive meetings we have had since you assumed the highest office in Ghana have allowed me to appreciate the great interest you attach to the bilateral relations between my part. I would like to assure you of my firm commitment and total willingness to continue to work with you to further strengthen the privileged relations between our two countries and our people. In this regard, I welcome the convergence of our views on various global issues of common interest. Among these, I would like to mention the need for our two countries to work closely together in order to overcome the cross-border threats that could undermine all our development actions and initiatives. These, of course, include terrorism, illegal mining, illicit arms trafficking, cyber criminality, illegal drug trafficking, and so forth. You know, a single country, no matter how powerful, cannot face these threats alone. Joint actions at the regional, continental, and international levels are needed. And I recall that you and I participated at the launch President Donald Trump offered to 9 African heads of states, and this point we made, and we said that Africa should be a priority to fight terrorism. Cote d'Ivoire which attaches high importance to peace, stability, and harmonious development of countries. And neighboring countries such as Ghana will spare no effort in working for the promotion of peace and security in our sub-region and on the continent. This noble objective justifies the presence of my country on the UN Security Council. President Nana Akufo-Addo, I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate to you my heartfelt thanks for the valuable support that Cote d'Ivoire received from your country, from yourself, your delegation, in our election as a non-permanent member of the Security Council for the 2018-2019 period. I know that I can count on your personal support, a highly respected diplomat that you are, and the support of your foreign minister, your government, during our mandate, just as my country will be very attentive to your concern when we will be on the Security Council from January 1, 2018. Mr. President, my dear brother, I'd like to renew my thanks and deep appreciation for your kind invitation, and I would like once again, on behalf of the Ivorian government and the people of Cote d'Ivoire, to express to you, to your government and the people of Ghana, our friendship and our wish to see the cooperation between our two countries grow even stronger each day for the mutual happiness of the Ghanaian and the Ivorian people.